Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A controversial U.S. proposal to move Palestinians out of Gaza is drawing strong reactions and has been condemned by Muslim nations and rights groups as amounting to ethnic cleansing. VOA Scott Walterman has more.
American and Israeli officials have reached out to leaders in Sudan, Somalia, and the breakaway region of Somaliland about using those territories to resettle displaced Gaza residents, according to an exclusive story on the Associated Press. The plan, part of President Donald Trump's proposed strategy for Gaza, has been rejected by the Palestinians and some Arab nations. The overall plan suggests the U.S. would take control of Gaza, oversee cleanup efforts, and develop it as a real estate project. Sudanese officials say they have rejected the idea. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday there are reasons for quote-unquote cautious optimism regarding a proposed U.S. ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia following talks between a U.S. envoy and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Speaking to reporters in a telephone news briefing, Peskov referenced comments from Putin Thursday in which he expressed qualified support for a U.S. ceasefire proposal to halt Russia's war with Ukraine for 30 days, but indicated some questions that needed to be answered. Peskov said while much remains to be done, Putin expressed solidarity with U.S. President Donald Trump's position. He said Putin held late-night talks with U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, during which, Peskov said, the two exchanged information. In his nightly address to his nation Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Putin's questions regarding the ceasefire were predictable and manipulative words, saying he believes Putin is in fact preparing to reject the proposal. Zelensky said Ukraine accepted the proposal and is not setting conditions to complicate the process. Russia is. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News. A dozen people are in the hospital after an American Airlines plane caught fire after landing at Denver International Airport. Officials say Flight 1006 was headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas-Fort Worth, but had to divert to Denver after the crew reported engine vibrations. The Boeing 737-800 landed safely around 5:15 p.m. Thursday, but while taxiing to the gate, one of its engines caught fire. Passengers were evacuated quickly. The FAA says it will investigate. Mark Carney, the former head of both the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, will be sworn in as Canada's Prime Minister on Friday. He succeeds Justin Trudeau, who stepped down in January after more than 9 years in office following dwindling support over the past year. Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Carney said he is open to meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump, but only, quote, when there is respect for Canadian sovereignty, unquote. Responding to past remarks from the Trump administration about annexing Canada as the 51st state, Carney stated, quote, Canada never, ever will be part of America in any way, shape, or form, unquote. He also pledged to maintain retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods until what he called some respect is shown by Washington. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote on a stopgap spending bill on Friday, just hours before a partial government shutdown would begin at midnight. The measure needs 60 votes to pass, meaning Republicans must secure support from at least 8 Democrats. Some Democrats have voiced objections to the bill, fearing it could help the Trump administration push forward with sweeping changes to the federal government and social safety net programs. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen said in a statement Thursday, quote, I don't want a government shutdown, and that's why I'd like to vote on a bill to keep the government open for 30 days while we have a bipartisan negotiation, unquote. Thursday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer announced his plans to provide one of the key Democratic votes, sparking outrage from colleagues such as New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who called it, quote, a huge slap in the face, unquote. At least one other Democratic senator, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, also said he would vote to approve the stopgap plan. The Republican-controlled House passed the measure earlier this week. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is expected to appear before the International Criminal Court on Friday, facing charges of crimes against humanity connected to his war on drugs. The former president oversaw a years-long crackdown on drug users and dealers, an operation that rights groups say left thousands of people dead. His daughter, Philippine Vice President Sara Duterte, says she made a last-minute attempt to have the hearing moved after calling his arrest, quote, oppression and persecution, unquote. While victims' families see the trial as a long-awaited chance for justice, Duterte supporters claim he was kidnapped and sent to The Hague. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.